Look at the power of his word. Amen. His word is powerful, but his love is even more powerful. Amen. I'm just getting caught up in the love of God. He's just been ministering my heart all day about his love. And in those times when I was so unmerited and so undeserved, he poured out his love anyway. Amen? Amen. That agape love, that unconditional love. Amen? So tonight, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 23, we'll start reading there. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But this is where we're focusing tonight. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, in this Bible study, it's probably easier if you'll take and pay attention to your notes, fill in your blanks, and listen to what the Lord has to say. Because sometimes you'll be looking for a scripture back here, and I'll already be over here, and then you'll miss what the Lord's saying here because you're back here looking here, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that, amen? Because we all grow and learn at different levels. When I was in first grade, I couldn't read and through the book and like I was in seventh grade, okay? And as we spend more and more time with the Lord, we get more acquainted with the Word. And that's okay if you're new to it, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. He says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. And the reason I'm saying this, it would be easier for you if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It'd be better for you to stay focused with me, amen, and listen to what the Lord has to say, because he has something to say to everyone here, amen? He's got a plan for each and every one of our lives, and that makes me excited. I don't know about you, but that excites me that in this big world that we live in with all the multitude, millions of people, that God has a plan for me and each individual in this room, amen? So as we're looking at this first tonight, we're going to look at the word stands. He said, the word of the Lord endureth forever. So first, it is everlasting. And I thought it was interesting in Isaiah chapter 40. It's written down on your sheet that you have. I'll read it to you. Amen. The word of God says, this is sort of what the apostle Peter was saying in 1 Peter. He was reminiscent in what the prophet Isaiah had said. He just said it in a kind of a different light, but he was basically saying the same thing that the prophet said here. The prophet said in verse number 7, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Okay, now we're relating that when he's talking about this, he's relating us as the thing that's growing. Okay, in other words, just like the plant. He says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever. Now, when I was born, I was a child, but as I grow up, I aged. And like my parents and my grandparents are already going home to be with the Lord. Amen. But it didn't change the word. The word of God is still standing, even though they're no longer here. So it endures from generation to generation. Amen. Why am I saying this and why am I teaching this tonight? Because with all the chaos that we're facing in the Word and the world that we live in, we need something steady to stand on. Because everything else is shaking and moving underneath our feet, and we don't have foundation and something to stand on, we get knocked off our feet, okay? We get beat up, amen? So it's the Word is everlasting. It is eternal. In Matthew 24... it is eternal. Verse 35, Jesus said this. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen? In other words, everything that was spoken by Jesus travels through every generation. You know, the word was spoken in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. When God, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus became the word, the living word. And the word, God wants us to understand that this world, this word is everlasting, this word is eternal, and we're facing with things, the battles and the tests and the trials that we go through and are facing are only temporary. I love it when I get this into my heart, when I see something I don't like and something's happening I don't like, all of a sudden I say, I'm reminded that this too shall pass. And God wants me to keep my eyes upon him. If I keep my eyes upon the answer instead of on the problem, if I'm looking at the problem, I start speaking into the problem instead of speaking into the answer. God wants you to know how powerful his word is. His word is everlasting. His word is eternal. It never changes. Amen. So no matter what we're going through or no matter what we're facing, there's some one thing that remains the same. His word. And this word is existing amongst us. When he put this thought, it is existing in Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 27, he said, this word, yes, once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaking, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. And what he is saying to us is this word is everlasting. This word is eternal. This word is existing. It's alive. Amen. It's alive amongst us. You know, when I speak things into the airway, people don't realize it, but have you ever been along a mountain and around in a valley and a mountain and you yell and all of a sudden there's an echo that comes back? That means your voice had to travel all the way to that place to bring back the echo. Amen. And what God wants you to understand, the words that we speak are flowing through time. Amen, amen, and the word that we speak is existing. So God wants us to learn to change the way we speak, that we speak according to his word, but not according to the problem. See, so many times we feed the problem instead of the resolve to the problem or the answer to the problem, we feed the problem. But Jesus said his word is not going to change, amen, and his word changes everything that is around us. Are you with me? Amen. And whether you understand it or not, that's really super duper powerful teaching. Because it's from the Holy Spirit and it's from God. And God wants you to get a hold of it. And when you get a hold of something, no one can steal it from you or no one can take it from you. The only thing that the enemy can take from you is what you don't have a hold of or what you don't grasp. He can't steal what you take a hold of and declare is yours. I declare all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. I'm going to hold on to everything he said. Amen. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm not going to go through trials. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go through tests. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go through adversity. But God said he'd give me the power to overcome and the Holy Spirit within me to be a helper even through it. The Holy Spirit will give me words to speak to it. You know what the Holy Spirit always brings to me? The word of God. Because the devil don't care what I say. My words don't have any power. All the power is in his word. So all when I'm speaking his word. Amen? What he said, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. But what we were speaking, hallelujah. So the word is everlasting. The word is eternal. We're standing on it. Secondly, go back to one. I'll let my buddy fill in his blanks. my partner in time. My corn partner. Yeah, we're really connected there. We've got a corn connection. It's all the way to the root. Yeah. Yeah, I got big ears, right? Praise God. A couple more sheets. What's up, man? I'm Carl.
How you doing? My name is Saul.
Saul? What?
Saul Hernandez.
Saul, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just making sure I heard you right. I can't believe it. That man was calling me Saul. Where'd he come from? So first God wants us to realize and recognize, according to our text tonight, the word of the Lord endureth forever. That the word stands no matter what we're facing. It's only temporary. The word is everlasting. It's eternal. And it's existing. It's alive. Amen. Secondly, the word also saves. The word saves. And he says, and this is the word which by the gospel, for by grace we are saved by faith, that not of itself is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, okay? It's the power of the gospel to save. You'll find in this ministry, at Greatest Freedom Ministers, you'll hear me talk about soul winning is the most important thing. Amen? We're all to grow up and mature in Christ, but he cares about the lost. He is the Son of Man come to seek and to save that which was lost. But by the grace that goes forth in Acts chapter 20. Verse 24. The word of God says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I may finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. Grace is unmerited favor. Amen? It's not, you know, it's not what we deserved. It was unmerited. It was unearned. Amen? So it's that grace, that unmerited favor that saves us. Amen? And we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, created of the good works that God before ordained that we should walk in them. And in the Bible study, what we're learning to do is to allow the word, to hear the word and put the word to practice in our life. You know, the Father always speaks to me, and what he says to me when I'm studying, he says, practice what you preach, and if you don't practice it, don't preach it. And so like when I'm sitting there studying, all of a sudden I got to confess and I got to repent. And I got to say, oh, man, because my biggest problem is my mouth. Hello? Anybody else have a problem with their mouth? Amen? My mouth gets me in trouble sometimes. Sometimes I speak too quick. Amen? Amen? And I've really hurt some people with some bad corny jokes. Huh?
I get myself a lot in trouble.
Yeah? You don't get yourself in trouble with your mouth, do you? I don't have to ask you the question. I think it was already answered, right? Hey, Sonia, you're not any worse than anyone else in this room, all right? You're just a little more visual and vocal about it than others. Most of them just talk behind the scene. You talk in front of people. But it's all good. You know, that's what makes us a family. That's why we're all here together. God wants us to understand his grace is being poured out to us. The unmerited favor of God. The gateway, and the gateway of the, I have here the gateway of the gospel. I love it what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6. Verse number 19. The Apostle says this. He says, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, if I don't open my mouth, nobody's getting it. Amen? Some people say, some people think that, I'm just living a life and I'm living it by example. Well, example is important. But unless you're giving the glory to God, you're just showing that you're a good person. Amen? And the sad thing about it is, in the world we live in, there's a lot of good people going to hell. Because there's only way to keep from going to hell, and that's by putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. The Bible says he's the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. So there's no other way for us to get to heaven but by putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. That doesn't mean I have to be this goody do-shoes. When the Lord found me, I was a mess. Okay? He found me and broke some chains of darkness off me and delivered me. All right? Amen? Anybody else a mess in here? Now, my mess became my message. Now, the mess I was in now becomes a testimony of the goodness and the love of God. How the Lord transformed and changed. Amen? And he says that we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. And one of the things, the hardest things we have to do, or that the hardest things to do, is let the old things pass away. If your grandpappy or your grandmammy passed away, they're not there any longer, right? I mean, they've gone home to be with the Lord, right? And if we're going to let our sins be passed away, we have to let them die. And he says, Jesus said it like this. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. So what he is saying to you and I, amen, we have the gateway. The gateway is Jesus. He is the door, and the door is opened wide to you and I. But this calls for the gratitude. I love the word of God when it says, in everything, give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why would I bumped into this car and I rear-ended him. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Well, why am I thanking Jesus that I tail in the car and I got a reckless driving ticket? Well, evidently he spared my life. I don't know what he saved me from doing. I know what God did to get my attention. I know that his word says to me that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. So no matter what it feels like or what it looks like, God is doing a transformation in our life. Now, when he says in his word, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is a good and acceptable with the perfect will of God. In other words, now my mind has to be transformed according to the word of God. I got to get that word in me. Amen? And the key is this. The Bible says for us to meditate upon the word. The key is for you just to learn some major verses in your Bible that you can battle with, because the devil ain't going to listen to you, but he has to obey the word of God. Amen? So this brings us to a place of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen? You know, if you look at if you come in this church every Sunday morning, and you look at the vision statement, and you look at what this church is supposed to represent, this is supposed to be a center to reach the lost in this world. And God's raising us up to be mouthpieces for his kingdom. Amen? And some of us are just louder than others. I got a big mouth. I'm pretty loud. But there's a lot of people that rather hear a soft-spoken person than somebody that's loud like me. Amen. But that doesn't make the soft-spoken person any better than me, or me any better than them. Amen. God uses our personalities, and he uses all each and every one of us according to what he's called us to do. You know, he gave you a unique personality. Here's another thing the Lord wants to say to you tonight. Stop trying to be someone else. Stop trying to copy someone else and be like someone else. God created you as you, and there's not another one like you. Amen? And you look at you, and you get a revelation of that, and you look in the mirror and say, wow, there's only one of me. Then everybody around says, thank God! Right? Hallelujah. See, what he's saying to us is, hey, his word is the gospel. It comes by grace. It's the gateway to heaven. And we ought to be having an attitude of gratitude, always being thankful. You know, the word saves. Now the word speaks. The word stands was the first word. The word saves. And the word speaks. It's important for us to profess. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 3. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. In other words, if it's the power of the gospel to save, well, what's the gospel? Well, what we're to proclaim is Romans chapter 10. Turn with me to Romans 10. Or just write it on your sheet or look at your sheet and listen to what the Lord has to say. Romans 10:13. This is the foundation of this ministry. It's a part of the vision of this ministry that God's called greatest freedom to. In verse 13 it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, if I never opened my mouth to share the gospel, how are they going to have faith to believe? How are they going to have faith to receive? Amen? I remember when I was in a young boy in Percival, Virginia. My dad was a pastor of Percival Assemblies of God. And as a pastor of Assemblies of God, we had our youth group was called Christ's Ambassadors. Amen? And most of the Assemblies of God at that time, the youths were Christ's Ambassadors. And we were ambassadors representing heaven here on earth. Amen? And just like an ambassador goes from representative of a foreign nation, amen, in a foreign land, you and I are representatives of heaven here on earth. Amen? I don't think we don't get revelation and understanding how valuable we are to the kingdom of God and how much that God loves us and trusts us with what he's entrusted us with. Amen? And he's made each and every one of us unique. All of us are different. Our personalities are all different. Our backgrounds are all different. And it doesn't matter. That's what makes it kind of interesting to me. Amen? I hate to be in a room with a bunch of people that all looked alike, acted alike. It'd be a dull place to be. I want to be in a place that's exciting. Amen? I want to be excited about Jesus. Is it okay to be excited about him? Amen? Amen. And if you can't get excited about him, don't try to tell somebody else about him because they're not interested in a dull God. They're looking for something. They've been looking all their heart. They've been looking to all the wrong places and finding all the wrong things because they were looking for that thing to satisfy their soul, and they never could find it. And we have the answer. His name is Jesus. I don't know about you, but that gets me excited. How about anybody else? Is it just me? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Did I leave anybody? Praise God. So we're going to promote Revelations 14. Go all the way at the end of the book. Amen. At the end of the book in Revelations chapter 14, verse 6. The Word of God says this. He says, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." And to me, that says it's for everyone. For the Jew, the Gentile, the Muslim, it doesn't matter. It's for everyone. Every kindred, every tongue, every nation. Amen. And you know, there's many people that are serving false gods. But you, when you were in sin and caught up in the sickness of this world, you were serving a false god also. You were serving the devil. I wasn't serving the Lord when I was running from him. I was serving the devil. Amen. But the Lord came into my room. Listen to me. He came into my room on October the 12th, 1997. And some of you weren't here. I'm just going to share this because I haven't gone back there for a while. But on October 12th, 1997, I was sitting in the bedroom of my house. I had a crack pipe in my hand. I was smoking crack. I was high on crack. And the Lord came into that room that night and called me into ministry and delivered me from crack cocaine and called me into ministry. And I never had a desire for crack again after that day. For the Son, who the Son has made free is free indeed. And the Lord delivered me because I can now relate to people that are going through addictions. We're going through people that are being tried with the addictions of this world. If God did it for me, he'll do it for you. He is no respecter of persons. Amen? We serve a pretty excited God, don't we? Amen? Praise God. Okay. I hope I didn't get too excited. So, we have the word stands. It's everlasting. It's eternal. It's existing. The word saves. The grace, the gateway, and the gratitude. The word speaks, to profess, to proclaim, and to promote. The word of God stands strong to save the lost and is speaking louder and louder. The question is, are you listening? The word is speaking, the word is standing, and the word is saving. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word. You said you sent your word to heal, to deliver, to set free. Father, you said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Father, we shared the gospel tonight. Father God, that you're the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father but by you. In the closing moments of the service here tonight, if you're here tonight, and you do not know Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. At one time you knew him and you drifted away. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He's knocking at your heart's door. "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in." So in the closing moments tonight, if you're here and you haven't received Jesus, or you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you just slip up your hand and say, "That's me"? Is anybody at all? Father, I'm grateful, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts, Father God. Can you all stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you tonight for every man and woman that's gathered in this house tonight, Father God. I thank you for the plans that you have for each and every one of them. The plans are for good and not for evil. Plans to give them a hope and an expected end. Father, many are faced with storms and trials and tribulations in their life. Father God, right now in the power of Jesus' name, I speak your word. I speak peace to the storm in the name of Jesus. May they recognize and realize that your word stands, that you're the anchor of their souls, Father God. And Father God, that you'll hold them and that you'll keep them. I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against minds, bodies, souls, and spirits in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the call of God that's on each and every one that's in the room. The call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. So, Father God, as we meditate and reflect upon your word tonight, Father God, If there's areas in our life that where we need help, may we call on you. If there's areas in our life where we need deliverance, may we call on you. May we communicate with others. The communication of our faith become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in us in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you and give you praise and glory that you called us for such a time as now. So may we just meditate upon the word that was spoken in our hearts and lives, and may it become life in us, Father God. And as that life becomes in us, Father God, it will explode out of us. Refresh us, renew us by your Spirit, Lord. We need a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. Pour out your Spirit on us afresh and anew, Father God, in a brand and fresh new way. Sometimes we get stale in the old stuff, Father God, and the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. So, Father, we thank you, Father God, that who you've called and anointed, Father God, for this time, Father God. So minister to us as we fellowship together. Father God, bless the food and the time together, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Make sure to love on someone you haven't met before. Amen? Amen? Thank you.